The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Hello again and welcome to The Odd Pod. A man has used the money he saved from cancelling a 40-minute UK train journey to book a 5-star all-inclusive trip for him and his family at Disneyland in Florida. Simon Williams, no relation, had been intending to travel between cities in England to visit a friend, revealed the news earlier after cancelling the planned visit and realising how much money he would save by not having to purchase the rail ticket. Speaking earlier, he told us, "We're going to Disney, baby." I was going to visit my friend in Leeds next week, so had looked at the price of the tickets, which I knew would be quite expensive, so I'd been saving for a while. Then, just before I was due to purchase the return ticket, my friend had to cancel the visit so I could actually use the money I'd saved on my train tickets for something else. Anyway, once I'd worked everything out, it turns out the whole family can now go to Disneyland in Florida instead for 3 weeks, with all the parks included and fast passes and everything. Obviously, a 40-minute train journey in standard class with no reserved seat on a train which is likely to be late is far better value, but we've just got to take what you can get, I suppose. Asked to comment on the alternative plans, his children told us, "We've got fast passes." And in other news, if you mess it up again, there will be consequences, and we really, really mean it this time, senior Conservatives have told Boris Johnson. Johnson, who's made a right mess of it already and will definitely do it again, has apparently been told this time it's absolutely, positively, definitely his last chance, and we're not kidding this time, no, really we're not. Senior members of the Conservatives expressed disappointment as the party lost 15 points in the polls in a matter of weeks following Boris's decision to break the law during lockdown, the fastest decline in any party's fortunes since Gordon Brown drove the economy into a tree in 2008. As photos emerged of Johnson half-naked with a traffic cone on his head whilst the Queen mourned her dead husband alone, Tory strategists recognised it might be time to put their foot down yet again because that's worked so well on every previous occasion. "It really is the final straw, again, but this time we definitely mean it," said an unnamed cabinet minister. Breaking the law was the final straw after all the other final straws, such as a propagation, his mystique holiday, shaking hands with COVID patients, defending Cummings over Barnard Castle, the Christmas 2020 U-turn, refurbishing his Downing Street flat, trying to save Owen Paterson and trying to save Matt Hancock and so on. But no more chances. Just like the last time we said there were no more chances, we've told Boris this is it. He's broken the law, so this is his very last chance, and he agreed, just like he did last time. So I think we can all agree to draw a line under the matter and get on with running the country, as the Prime Minister absolutely promised he won't do it again. Really?
The Odd Pod. Odd Pod.